step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on three capital points of view. We look now at Kyiv, that enjoys the bounty of Western arms flowing to the front lines in Donbass. We also have information to suggest that these arms will only increase. There is a report within these hours that the Russians have targeted a supply train and destroyed it, but the arsenal of democracy continues to flow towards the east of the country. Professor, Kyiv has reason at this point to boast of its successes, and there are random anecdotal reports of going on the offensive north of Kharkiv. What is Kyiv's point of view now, 87 days into the war? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I think first a political point and then the military. Kyiv is in a remarkable position when you consider where they were when the war began. Mr. Zelensky actually dominates discussion and diplomacy about this, and his army is inflicting, by and large, massive defeats on what was long considered to be one of the greatest armies in the world, the Russian army. So they have very good reason to feel satisfied, but they also have misgivings, and these have to do with how this is going to end. Let's see where we are now. Kyiv has, of course, cleared the whole area around the capital and all of Western Ukraine, including three nuclear plants and so forth. There are no Russians there at all. They still control the Dnieper River. They still control water supply to the Crimea. And they have also driven the Russians from Kharkiv as far, actually, as the Russian border. And what this campaign has done is really to destroy the whole rationale for Russia's shift to Plan B, the fight in the east, because the idea of the fight of the east was to create a land corridor that would connect Crimea to Russia proper through Kharkiv and Belgorod. And as it stands now, first of all, there's no continuous corridor from the north of Crimea to Kharkiv. It stops and is interrupted in places, and there is no relief to the problems of food, water, employment, and so forth in Crimea. So this is what one Chinese strategist would call destroying the enemy's strategy. That is to say, Russia had Plan B, and Plan B has now been rendered effectively impossible, because it is something that will work only if this land corridor is absolutely continuous. Yet the corridor is long enough that it's always possible to break it somewhere. Another point is that, as you mentioned, the Ukrainians are now very well supplied, and there is a substantial flow of heavy weapons coming in. Although I should add that we in the United States still have this, it's a very American sort of a transcendentalist view that if you want to avoid war, the thing to do is to be weak, not to be strong. So we think that if you don't want to be attacked, the thing to do is to not be too strong. So we have supplied 155 millimeter howitzers with radar spotting and counter battery fire capability and so forth to the Ukrainians. But what they really need is multi-rocket launch systems. We have a very, very good one. It's like the Russian Katusha system. But we are afraid that in some way, if we give Kiev, if we give the Ukrainians strong enough weapons, that's going to make the war worse. Whereas obviously the stronger the weapons they have, the faster they're going to win. Well, what's happened? The bloodthirsty Czechs have supplied their Vampire multi-rocket launch system to the Ukrainians. Reports are that it's first in use today. The advantage of the multi-rocket launch system is that it has three times the range of the howitzer, and that means it can fire over the front lines and hit the rear areas, which makes it much easier to deoccupy areas where the Russians are dug in. We also fret about anti-ship missiles because there are about not quite 20 Russian ships in the Black Sea. But we have a very, very good ultra-supersonic ship-launched anti-ship missile. But we're a little bit worried that, again, this might make them a little bit too strong, and the Russians would get angry if we actually sank their ships. Well, this is a war, and if they don't get anti-ship missiles from us, you know, they're going to get them from Sweden or somewhere. We don't have no monopoly on this. So the point is this, that with time, the Ukrainians are now in a position to reoccupy or to deoccupy, as they put it, all of Ukraine, including Donbass and including Crimea. Now, such a situation, in other words, return to the pre-war internationally recognized borders, which are they're recognized by the UN, they were recognized by Russia in the Bucharest Memorandum, there's no question that they fit with international law, that would be a stable starting point or a stable stopping point for Ukraine, at which time they could then negotiate. The problem, I think, is, as we'll see when we talk about Europe and the United States, that some people they're ambivalent about actually defeating Russia. Mr. Macron made some comments about how we have to save Mr. Putin's face. And I thought it reminds me of how, of course, the French, how much they saved the face of the Germans every time they came in. Of course, they did collaborate in the end. But essentially, the French they are so proud that they won't take a square inch of France and give it to somebody else, even if that square inch is up in the North Atlantic. So I think that Kiev is very well placed for the big challenge that's coming up now, which is war termination and the creation of an abiding peace.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on Kyiv on the offensive. One more capital, Brussels, adding two major authority to the north. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.